Takeda to pay $13.6 million over Dr. kickback allegations, closing years-long probe. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemine AI Hyde and number 9,650, Takeda Pharmaceuticals agreed to pay $13.6 million to resolve federal allegations of using speaking fees and restaurant meals to induce physicians to prescribe its antidepressant Trintellix. The alleged misconduct spanned nearly 7 years, from January 2014 through October 2020, with certain physicians attending multiple identical programs and receiving meals without educational benefit. The settlement was announced by the U.S. Department of Justice on May 15, 2026, marking the latest enforcement action against pharmaceutical industry physician inducement practices. Takeda Pharmaceuticals agreed to pay $13.6 million to resolve federal allegations that it used speaking fees and meals at high-end restaurants to steer physicians toward prescribing its antidepressant Trintellix, the U.S. Department of Justice announced on May 15, 2026, marking the latest enforcement action targeting the pharmaceutical industry's entrenched practice of physician inducement. The alleged conduct spanned nearly 7 years, from January 2014 through October 2020. According to the DOJ, Takeda offered doctors speaking fees and paid for meals at upscale restaurants as instruments of persuasion, not education. Critically, federal investigators found that certain physicians attended multiple programs covering identical topics and received meals and drinks without gaining any educational benefit. The DOJ's case was filed through the office of Eric Grant, the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of California. The settlement resolves allegations that Takeda violated federal law by causing Medicaid to pay false claims as a downstream consequence of those inducements. This settlement demonstrates the continued commitment of my office to ensure that patients' best interests remain paramount, Eric Grant said in a statement released by the DOJ. Prescribing decisions should not be influenced by drug companies' payments or side perks made available to physicians. The case matters beyond Takeda. Physician payment arrangements have drawn sustained federal scrutiny for years across the pharmaceutical sector. Every time a settlement reaches this stage, it redraws the compliance cost curve for the industry and signals to institutional investors that enforcement risk, not just litigation reserves, belongs in the valuation model. $13.6 million buys a resolution, not a clean record. The settlement figure is small relative to Takeda's global revenue base. Terms of the resolution were structured as a settlement, meaning no admission of liability was required. Details on whether any individual executives faced personal liability were not disclosed in the DOJ's announcement. What the number does tell investors, federal prosecutors placed a specific dollar value on roughly 7 years of alleged misconduct tied to a single branded drug. Trintellix, a serotonin modulator approved for major depressive disorder, is a commercial product in a crowded antidepressant market where prescriber relationships carry outsized weight. The allegation, as laid out by the DOJ, was not that Takeda ran isolated bad actor payments. It was that the company systematically used a speaking fee structure as a mechanism to reward high prescribers and that Medicaid bore the financial consequence. That framing, false claims downstream of kickbacks, is the core of False Claims Act enforcement in pharma. Plaintiffs in these cases are frequently whistleblowers entitled to a share of the government's recovery. Whether a key TAM relator triggered this specific action was not disclosed in publicly available source material. $13.6 million, the total Takeda agreed to pay to settle DOJ allegations covering conduct from January 2014 to October 2020, a span of approximately 81 months tied to Trintellix prescribing incentives. The Trintellix angle, branded drug, branded risk. Trintellix sits in a therapeutic category where generic competition is real and prescriber loyalty is a commercial lever. Antidepressants are among the most widely prescribed drug classes in the United States. Physician-directed marketing in this space has historically been intense, which is precisely why it draws enforcement attention. The DOJ's allegation describes a pattern where speaking programs became, in effect, paid social occasions rather than clinical education. Physicians who attended identical presentations on multiple occasions while receiving meals and drinks did not, according to federal investigators, derive educational value from repeated attendance. That characterization strips the educational defense that pharma companies typically deploy to justify speaker program spending. For pharma compliance officers and the legal teams that serve them, the Trintellix enforcement record now provides a documented template of what the DOJ considers actionable. The conduct window here, 2014 to 2020, predates the heightened post-COVID scrutiny of pharma pricing and marketing. The fact that it is still reaching settlement in 2026 reflects the long tail of False Claims Act investigations. Enforcement pipeline, this is not a one-off. Our view, the Takeda settlement is a data point in a structural enforcement trend, not an isolated event. The DOJ and HHS Office of Inspector General have maintained sustained pressure on pharmaceutical speaker programs for over a decade. Settlements in this category follow a recognizable pattern. A whistleblower files under seal, the government investigates, and resolution arrives years after the underlying conduct ended. The enforcement pipeline into 2026 is active. Pharma companies of all sizes carry undisclosed contingent liabilities tied to speaker programs, consultant fees, and meal expenditures that may still be under investigation. Institutional investors with long positions in branded pharmaceutical names should treat disclosed litigation reserves as a floor, not a ceiling. Comparable historical precedents reinforce the point. Multiple large-cap pharmaceutical companies have paid nine-figure settlements for conduct that structurally resembles what Takeda is alleged to have done, and in those cases the conduct windows also span multiple years and involve branded drugs in competitive categories. The Takeda figure of $13.6 million reflects the scale of Trintellix's Medicaid exposure, not the industry-wide cost of similar practices. What layoffs and litigation say about Takeda's 2026 posture? Stat News reported on May 14, 2026, that Takeda layoffs were among the topics covered in pharma industry news that day. The settlement announcement the following day adds a second public pressure point within a 48-hour window. Together, they sketch a company managing costs on two fronts, its workforce and its legal exposure. The implication for mergers and acquisitions activity. Takeda, which has pursued significant portfolio reshaping since its 2019 acquisition of Shire, continues to face the integration and liability legacy that comes with a large, branded pharmaceutical portfolio. Any acquirer evaluating Takeda assets, or any company considering Takeda as a potential partner or acquiree, must now price in not just the $13.6 million settlement, but the compliance infrastructure gaps it implies for the 2014 to 2020 period. For private equity firms evaluating pharmaceutical assets more broadly, the Trintellix case is a reminder that speaker program liability is a diligence line item, not a footnote. Deals involving branded drugs with Medicaid exposure and active speaker programs in the past decade warrant a dedicated False Claims Act screen. The Plaquemium view the market will read the $13.6 million figure and move on. That is the wrong response. The correct analytical frame is proportionality and precedent. A settlement covering 81 months of alleged conduct tied to a single antidepressant brand resolves at $13.6 million because that is what the government could demonstrate in Medicaid false claims. The underlying conduct, if the allegations are accurate, was a systematic commercial strategy, not a rogue regional sales program. The dollar amount reflects damages quantified, not the full commercial value Takeda allegedly extracted through those prescribing incentives. The second-order play for institutional capital. Compliance infrastructure in midsize and large pharma is now a valuation input, not just a cost center. Companies that invested in real-time tracking of speaker program attendance, meal expenditures, and prescriber patterns after the 2013-era industry settlements are differentiated assets. Companies that did not are carrying unquantified tail risk. For healthcare-focused private equity funds, this settlement sharpens the diligence checklist on any pharma carve-out or branded drug acquisition. The question is not whether speaker programs existed. They existed universally. The question is whether the programs were structured to withstand False Claims Act scrutiny, and whether the exposure window is inside or outside the relevant statute of limitations. Deals closing in 2026 on assets with active Medicaid reimbursement and legacy speaker program spending from 2014 to 2020 should carry a specific indemnification structure tied to DOJ/OIG inquiry. Takeda settles today. The next name on the DOJ docket settles tomorrow. The enforcement machine does not stop because one company writes a check. The bottom line to Takeda's $13.6 million settlement is the arithmetic of a compliance failure that began 12 years ago and ends with a federal check. The case closes a liability window for Takeda on Trintellix's Medicaid exposure. It opens a broader analytical question for every institutional investor with pharma exposure. What is the current fair value of undisclosed speaker program liability sitting inside branded pharmaceutical portfolios? The DOJ's posture in 2026 is unchanged from prior years. Physician inducement cases move slowly and settle quietly. The companies that treat this settlement as a Takeda-specific event will be the ones caught off guard when their own portfolio companies receive a civil investigative demand. Price the enforcement risk now.